From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The defense in John Edwards' corruption trial rests without calling the former Democratic presidential candidate or his ex-mistress to the stand. Edwards faces 6 counts of violating campaign finance law by using donors' money to hide his extramarital affair with Riel Hunter while he was running for president in 2008. Edwards has pleaded not guilty. President Obama, along with the Democratic Party, raised more than $43 million for his re-election campaign last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that's down from the March fundraising total, but it's well above the April figure from 4 years ago.
Campaign manager Jim Messina announced the fundraising total in a video message. He says the money raised is helping to pay for 42 new field offices opened last month in battleground states such as Colorado, Ohio, and Florida.
Those offices, plus the 120 new team members we were able to hire, means that we can be out there every day training volunteers, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and registering new voters.
The vast majority of donations to the campaign were for less than $250. The campaign has to file its formal report by midnight Sunday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Mitt Romney's hitting President Obama's record on debt campaigning in the battleground state of Florida today. The Republican candidate told reporters he would, quote, stop the spending and borrowing inferno. Yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner said that when Congress raises the nation's borrowing cap, he would again insist on spending cuts and budget reforms to offset the increase. The White House warns that could cause a repeat of last year when the press secretary says Republicans held government credit, quote, hostage. United Nations monitors were safely evacuated from a tense town in northern Syria today, a day after an explosion hit their convoy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with the head of UN peacekeeping about the incident.
UN Undersecretary General Hervé Ledsous says it's too early to say who was responsible for the attack on UN monitors in the town of Khan Shikun.
But we are definitely taking this most, most seriously because thank God for that, there were no casualties, but the amount of damage inflicting on the vehicles is very substantial.
He says the UN monitors stayed overnight under the protection of opposition fighters before returning to their base. Ledsous is in Washington seeking more political support for this mission. He says UN monitors are being deployed quickly, but adds they are there to observe a ceasefire that doesn't exist. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points to 12,655, and the Nasdaq was down 1. This is NPR News. A New York City judge is granting class action status to a stop-and-frisk lawsuit against the police department, calling the city's attitude deeply troubling. U.S. District Judge Shira Scheindlin said today, there's overwhelming evidence that the anti-crime program led to thousands of unlawful stops. The 2008 suit accuses police of discriminating against Latinos and African Americans. A new report finds female immigrant farm workers in the United States are often subjected to forms of abuse that their male counterparts are not. And as Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports from Modesto, California, that abuse may be going unpunished.
There are some 630,000 female farm workers in the nation. According to the organization Human Rights Watch, a significant number report being sexually harassed or assaulted on the job, or say they have witnessed a colleague being victimized. Grace Meng wrote the report.
Rape, sexual assault, groping, stalking, pressure to engage in sexual relations.
Researchers found that victims are afraid to complain to authorities because so many of the women are undocumented and fear deportation. A spokesman for the California Farm Bureau says sexual harassment is a universal problem that is not confined to the agriculture industry. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In Arizona, firefighters are trying to prevent a wildfire from crossing a fire line near the historic mining town of Crown King. Authorities are worried that a bowl in the terrain coupled with higher winds could help the fire spread to many homes and businesses. So far, the blaze has scorched more than 2,000 acres, destroyed several homes, and forced Crown King residents to evacuate. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.